The Great Escape by Paul Brickhill. This book bears a dedication to the 50. Introduction by George Harsh, New York. Several days ago, I was given the manuscript of this book to read. I took it home, and Eleanor and I, becoming engrossed in it, sat up all one night, poring over what Paul Brickhill has written. "Phew," she said when we had finished. "Did all this really happen?" The manuscript was on the floor between us, and I was staring out the window. "Yeah," I murmured, "it really happened." "And that is the only introduction this book actually needs." "Yes, it really happened. But because every man mentioned in this book was a friend of mine, because I have shared pitifully small rations with them, fought lice with them, baited the Germans with them, and because many of them are now dead, I'm grateful for this chance to point out that they did not die for a senseless reason. This book is many, many things. It is the story of a project conceived in the minds of, and carried through to success by, a group of ragged, starving scarecrows who, despite all privations, never lost sight of their sworn duty. There is something demoralizing about being taken a prisoner of war. At first it stuns the mind, and one is overwhelmed with a feeling of helplessness, and hope is only a dim, dim shadow. The new prisoner is sorely tempted to sit back quietly, cooperate with his captors, and thus make life comparatively easy for himself. In fact, that is the philosophy the Germans were constantly trying to drive into our minds. They offered us many alluring inducements in the form of extra privileges and rations to behave, to cooperate, and to give up our vexing escape attempts. But it is the duty of an officer in time of war, should he have the...